It's Sunday, the 6th of November, 2011. My name is Perry, and this is my audio boo. Hello, boo buddies. Today has been a very long, challenging and tiring day, but extremely, extremely rewarding. Started off with a very early start to drive to Kingston upon Thames in South London, where I had to take a fitness test for futsal, which involved me running 1,000 metres around a running track, followed by two lots of sprint tests and two lots of agility. Delighted to say, after a lot of training, heart training, and all the treatment I've had, I passed the fitness test, which is fantastic. So I retained my level at futsal. Not quite the level I wanted. I wanted to get to level 2. Didn't quite do enough on the test to get to that, but I've retained enough to get to level 3. But more importantly, I've done enough to be included, or to be considered, I should say, to referee some blind internationals in the new year and the build-up to the Paralympics, and also to be considered for the Paralympics. So whilst not a guarantee that I will be in London Paralympics in 2012, I've certainly done myself no harm today. So that was the real good stuff. Unfortunately, getting in the car park, my seat on my front seat on my driver's side has been a little bit funny for the last couple of weeks. Hasn't felt right. Not sure what was wrong with it. And today, finally found out what exactly was wrong with it. There's a bolt that holds the seat in a stable position when it's connected to the frame, and that bolt finally sheared off today. So we had to drive back from South London, basically with my car seat, my driver's car seat, bungeed to the frame. Unfortunately, that really didn't do a lot. So every time I went around corners, accelerated or braked, effectively the car seat slid backwards and then tried to sort of go upwards as well. So as you can imagine, extremely dangerous and obviously very paranoid, having all these bungee straps sort of tied around the back of the seat and up onto the handrails to try and hold it. Obviously paranoid that the police are going to pull me over. So I need to get my mechanic to have a look at this as a matter of urgency. The car isn't really drivable in that condition. It's too dangerous, and especially with what's happened on the M5 and on the M6 over this weekend, where there's been multiple accidents. I think I would be silly to attempt to drive the car while it's in that condition. So, a little bit disappointing. I'm just going to spend some money on that, but obviously delighted about passing the fitness test, which has been playing on my mind for weeks or months, probably. So yeah, and then this evening, Sarah and I went to the local football club to watch a fireworks display that was put on by our local Lions club. Met up with some friends that we know, and had a really enjoyable evening watching the fireworks and having hot soup from a flask. And yeah, it was a really nice way to finish. I thought it's been a long day, but a really rewarding day. Just watched the X Factor results show, absolutely gobsmacked that Frankie's still in the show. I thought his performance on last night's show, on Saturday's show, was atrocious. But it just goes to show that, you know, obviously the teenage girls are voting for him and he stays in. For those that have never read Ben Elton's book, Chart Throb, I wholeheartedly recommend that you read this, because you would never look at X Factor in the same light again, and how judges can manipulate voters, you know, depending on what time, what song goes on, when, you know, are they first on, are they last on, in the middle. Also, you know, don't forget the public put who they want in the bottom two, but it's always the judges that decide who go through. So they know who they want to get to the later rounds and who they want to get to the finals and stuff. So it's, yeah, the judges have a lot to say. But anyway, time is running short. I will bid you adieu for the evening. It's getting late, so take care and speak to you all again tomorrow. Oh, I meant to say, it's day 6 of National Podcasting Blogging Posting Month. Napod something, po do mo, do a dear. Bye for now.